few movies, take a few notes.
It was fun.
Three, two, one. What's up, Goreheads, and welcome to another exciting episode of the Extreme Horror Replay Podcast. And sitting to my left, I have my beautiful wife, Nancy, my favorite co-host, well, my only co-host, and sitting about, 5,200 miles or
yeah,
4 kilometers than that, we have Little Ben from Watching Films on the Toilet Podcast. How you doing?
Hello.
Yeah, there he is. He always starts his show with some weird noise. So
yeah, it's just tradition, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, it has become that. So we have a little bit of a different episode this week. This one's going to be a little bit more difficult to talk about, not because of the subject material, but because it's more of a documentary than anything, I think.
Mm.
I don't know. Yeah. So.
Mockumentary.
Yeah, that's what I think IMDb, that's what they call
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Yeah, mockumentary.
Well, I know originally it was a shockumentary.
Right.
I think
nobody
knows now it would be a mockumentary.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shockumentary.
I think I have a would you rather, but it's not that great under time constraints.
We gave you as much time as we could. Okay. So yeah. Okay. Before we get into the movie, hit us with the would you rather.
Okay. And with respect to this movie's content, my would you rather would be, would you rather spend the night in a morgue with dead bodies or spend the night with Barbara Streisand and Rosie O'Donnell?
That was easy. Little Ben, go ahead.
That's a genuine conundrum. Barbara Streisand and Rose. I'm not sure if we'd get on that well. They'd be extravagant, shall we say? And I guess in some ways I am. It depends what kind of mood I was in.
Right.
I mean, a night in a morgue would be really unsettling, but it would be very quiet, wouldn't it? Mm-hmm. And a night with those two would be quite the opposite, I imagine.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me see what you guys are mulling, and then come back to me, and I'll give you a final decision.
Okay. Well, for me, that's an easy choice because I cannot stand Barbara Streisand or you said Bette Midler?
Rosie O'Donnell
or Bette Midler.
Sorry, Aaron, as well.
So yeah, give me the night in the morgue easily. You got people to cuddle up to. You're fine. So yeah, I'm taking the morgue.
Are there dead bodies in this morgue?
Yes.
Oh,
got people to cuddle
they're
up
on
to.
The slab.
I would rather cuddle with a corpse than.
Oh no, I mean, are Barbara Streisand and Rosie O'Donnell's dead bodies in the morgue?
Oh, well, as much as he would like them to be, no, they would be alive.
Okay.
And remember, it's a morgue, and you don't have you're just spending the night in there, so you don't have a pillow, you don't have a blanket, morgues are cold inside.
That's true.
Head on one body, snuggle up to another one, I'm good. Give me the morgue.
Okay.
I cannot stand those two, so no way.
Uh-uh. Can we take a phone?
For entertainment or for phone calls?
Just for entertainment. Just like download some Netflix movies and stuff.
We'll say yeah.
Okay.
Because on any given day, most chances you're going to have your phone on you. So.
I could catch up with some correspondence. You know, it's it's practical. Yeah. Okay.
So. Now, I would probably say the dead bodies don't. I'm not really. Affected by that, but it would be the cold and not having a blanket that would get to me. On the other hand, Rosie O'Donnell and Barbara Streisand are extroverts. I'm an introvert. Yes. So technically I could probably just sit there and watch them for entertainment with each other, you know? So
yeah,
I mean, it would be like like physical comfort versus mental comfort.
It's a tough one.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even need a phone. If you're putting me with those two, I wouldn't need a phone to sleep with the dead body.
Oh, yeah. Like, you wouldn't want to take pictures of them.
Rosie O'Donnell and Barbra Streisand.
You know, it's that, like, a love, hate, lust sort of thing for you.
I hate them so much, I love them.
Yeah.
Yeah, it goes all the way around the other side. I get it. Right. I get it. It's a vicious circle.
What's your take? What's your take?
Morg? Yeah, I think I could just catch up with some movies. It'd be nice and quiet. It might be a bit chilly, but I just wrap up warm. Those two all night. Oh God, you'd just be like, shut up, just stop it. Morg.
Okay, all right. Yeah? Well, you know, hon, you said that there's no blankets, but all the dead bodies do have sheets on them.
Right. You know what?
Like plastic sheets.
Another thing I just thought of, depending on like on how long the body the person has been dead, like they say that they do move around and the gases in the body causes them to like flex their muscles, and that would be kind of freaky to see.
Like a dance.
Yeah.
Dance of the dead.
Yeah. It depends which parts move, but still.
So you're easily taking the morgue.
Yeah. That's too annoying.
Probably a wise choice. Okay.
That's a good one.
Okay. Well, we have little Ben on the show with us. It's been a while since we've talked to him, but he does have a podcast. And you want to tell us a little bit about that?
Thank you. Yes, myself and my co-host Eamon and various guests, including you two. I haven't introduced it very well. Watching Films on the Toilet is my podcast, and I talk about movies because I am a dad. Me and my mate Eamon, we watch films on the toilet because we can't watch them with our kids. So where else are you going to watch them? A morgue? I mean, we could watch films in a morgue. Yeah, that's a new spin. We chat about them. We get letters from really famous celebrities, like all time, real letters, and other silliness. So yeah, it's quite fun, isn't it? It's quite fun. That's what we do.
I enjoy it. I enjoy it thoroughly.
And we'll say, just in terms of this film, it's almost like, you know, when you see family members at a funeral, it's like it's nice to see you, but I wish it wasn't here. Well, it's nice to see you too. But I wish it wasn't this.
I wish it wasn't
this. Yeah. Before we get into it.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Well, with that being said, the movie that we did watch was Faces of Death from 1978. And I can't believe it's that old. I had no idea it was that old.
It's as old as us.
Oh, yeah.
It's older than me.
Wow.
Yeah.
Holy cow. I didn't even think about that. But yeah.
45-year-old movie.
Faces of Death from 1978. It does score a 4.2 on IMDb, which is not that stellar.
In one brief moment, within the span of a heartbeat, your world could stop. There is no way to predict when you will become one of them. For the first time in cinema history, the greatest fear of all mankind will be graphically exposed. Now, a motion picture dares to take you beyond the threshold of the living, where you may discover your own face of death. This film will introduce you to a world where the bizarre is not uncommon and the normal seems out of place.
Ah.
study of death been revealed to the motion picture audience. An exploration into a bloody world where violence creates an image not soon to be forgotten.
Une révolution!
If you have never thought about death, it's time you started thinking. Faces of Death. Now a major motion picture.
It probably got knocked down quite a bit when people found out that it was all faked, or mostly faked.
Yeah,
the fact that they didn't realize for quite some time is quite alarming. Because it's
the opening credits were on there, I'm like, it's saying writer and director.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why would actual footage need a writer or a director?
Yeah, we wondered. We wondered. Yeah. We pondered. But yeah, I don't know how we're going to talk about this movie unless we just go by like clip to clip to clip.
Yeah, you just have to break it down in that way, I think.
We didn't really think about that when we picked this movie to watch. How do you watch a documentary? Especially a clip documentary. But I guess we'll do the best we can. So, yeah. The very first scene is open heart surgery.
Yeah.
You know.
What a way to kick it off.
Yeah, they get you in a hurry. Then they show some... I have to imagine, though, that the autopsy scenes were real. They seemed very real.
Yeah, like
I agree.
They wouldn't even be able to, like we've said, they wouldn't even be able to have effects like that these days.
No,
practical effects that would make it look that real. So it had to be.
Yeah, they did look very very real. I don't know. I mean, the impact these things had, that doesn't really bother me. It's just an autopsy scene, isn't it?
Yeah.
I find it really interesting that this was so shocking back then, and now it's just so not.
Well, I think probably because, I mean, we see so much on TV.
Exactly, yeah.
Phones and...
Yeah, you can see dead bodies on the internet.
Yeah.
You wouldn't even have to look for them.
Yeah.
Which is disturbing.
Yeah,
but
then we've reached that level of comfort with that sort of thing.
Yeah.
1978, though, this was probably not something that you would see.
No,
I mean, obviously,
but they probably would, like, if you were going to school to be a mortician, they would probably show live autopsies.
Yeah,
You know, if you're going to medical school, they probably would show that just to kind of break in before.
But I mean, how many people would have access to that kind of film?
Kind of snuff.
Yeah, probably not too many.
Right now
you can just copy it. And...
Yeah. So
yeah, it just wasn't readily available then, I guess. It was, you know, like you'd have to go to the video shop to get your videos and have to wait until you were old enough to get those top shelf flicks. Those, if you wanted to see autopsy footage, you really had to search for it, not just Google it.
I do remember seeing the boxes of these movies on the shelf, though.
When we were young, and the video store that we had, you had to go through these like saloon doors into a separate room where they had all the. Yeah.
Well, that was the adult movies.
They put this with the adult movies. They didn't put it with the horror.
Marshall's had this out.
Did they? In mainstream movies?
Oh, yeah. In the horror section. Huh. Yep.
I'm surprised in such a conservative area that...
Now, little Ben, you're younger.
A little, yeah.
A little bit younger. Can I ask how old you are? I don't recall.
I often forget. I think I'm 42.
Okay.
So I was born in 1981.
Okay.
81. So you're 42. That's okay. Right around 40, I forgot as well. So
yeah.
Did over there in the UK, did you guys have video stores like
we did? This was banned.
Blockbuster and
so this was it was actually banned in the UK. So from 1984 to 2003.
Oh, wow.
It was not available. So I'm not quite sure when I became aware of it. It was probably when I was sort of early teens. And, you know, it became quite notorious. You could get some pirate version somewhere. Yeah. But it was deemed to be a video nasty. So the BBFC, the British Board of Film Classification, they went nuts on lots of horror movies. It was actually after, tragically, a young boy was killed by some lads who blamed it on Child's Play 3. And it caused a big stir, and all these films were banned, and that was one of them. But that was actually from like 84, was fairly early on,
right?
And then it was released in 2003. I mean, yeah, I think I saw bits of it. I'd never seen it in its entirety until you gave me that privilege,
right? And I didn't even ask you how many sittings did it take you to watch this?
Oh, it was actually quite a few. I think I couldn't watch it all in one go. It was just like, it was just too miserable. It was just sort of miserable and rubbish. Yeah. And I didn't want to. I'd watch a few clips and then, you know, have a cold shower and then keep going. But yeah, it was banned in this country for a long time.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
We wouldn't have access to it if we didn't have access to the effedupmovies.com or whatever,
right,
that we saw it on.
Yeah.
Otherwise, yeah, we'd probably have to special order it from Amazon, or
I don't even know if you can order it anymore. I didn't even check, but
yeah.
So it's not not really on any streaming platforms or anything.
It's
you might be able to find clips of it on YouTube, but
yeah, possibly. Yeah, we watched it on a channel I probably mentioned it to you before, effedupmovies.com.
Right.
So that's where we've seen it.
Yeah.
And they have
I think it belongs there.
Yeah.
They have all, what was it, five or six?
There was four. Editions. Yeah, four or five. Five of this one. Then they've got like the Traces of Death.
Yeah.
And all those.
So. Right. Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, it's a good channel if you want to, you know, watch some really disturbing stuff.
Terrific. Yeah.
Yeah. It was still in most countries, kind of.
I'll send you a link.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah. I'll get a VPN for that one. Possibly.
Yeah. Use incognito mode.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
So then we see some dead or some mummified bodies in Mexico.
Oh,
some fighting and some dog fighting. We get into an Amazon tribe killing a monkey and shrinking heads.
Yeah. So that was the stuff that I hated the most. Like all the stuff with animals stuff. Because I know. Yeah. Like a bit of that was real, I think. Possibly the thing with the cow, and then I don't know about the monkey thing.
I think the monkey thing was scripted. That was all fake.
Yeah, but that was weird.
Yeah, the sacrificing of the cows and the
the animal cruelty bothered me. Like, yeah. I'm not being like, I actually don't like animal cruelty. Like, yeah, no, yeah. I get everyone doesn't, but that was the. That was the thing that bothered me the most. And I know the dog fight, I think that was set up, and I just, it just was the most unsettling, actually, almost. But yeah, that stuff I was quite, it just was like, it was a silly film. It was this ridiculous, like, narration that thought it was clever, but it wasn't. We haven't mentioned, so the whole, like, premise of the movie is that this guy has a dream about a grave, so he goes and investigates deaths. Like, I have dreams about, I don't know, my teeth falling out. I don't go and then pull out all my teeth. But you don't have to do that. It was a really odd premise, and he looked like John Holmes, the famous adult movie star. I thought a little bit. Not that I know much about what he looks like, but you know. Yeah.
We were too distracted by his reading glasses being
His reading glasses
on us.
Speaking of John Holmes, if you have the opportunity, look up the information about the Wonderland murders.
Oh, okay. That rings a bell, actually.
Yeah. He was part of that whole thing. So the Wonderland murders, he was a part of that. It was a whole drug thing, and people got really, yeah. It's, I mean, it's a true crime thing, but it's
okay.
It's a good story. Yeah.
I will check that out.
But no, you mentioned the Maasai tribe drinking the cow blood. That I don't think is like an animal cruelty thing. When we were watching it last night, we had mentioned that they did the very same thing on Survivor as one of the like food challenges or whatever, like the cringe challenges that Survivor used to do. I mean, this is like way back
right.
in season two or three or whatever.
Yeah.
But they do actually, they poke the cow's neck, the blood starts pouring out, and they, you know, they collect it and drink it as like a, you know, a tribal like whatever thing. So
is the cow into that? Like,
they, well,
like,
they, yeah. I, if I remember correctly, and like I said, this, well, how old is Survivor? 20 years, whatever. Or, well, it's older than that because we watched it in high school. So, my God, we're old.
You are.
So, but no, I think what they do is they collect the blood and then they plug the hole and the cow just walks off. Okay. So I don't think it's like an animal cruelty thing.
All right. Now,
I don't know if they enjoy it, but
you don't think that the cow bleeds out?
No, I if I remember correctly, the cow
okay.
goes on to live.
Yeah, terrific.
We kind of drew parallels also in our area. There's a lot of when it's deer hunting season, and we see a lot of, you know, people on Facebook posting their picture of their slaughtered deer, you know, and they're holding up the antlers and stuff. And it's like, that kind of desensitizes you to stuff like this.
Yeah, the killing.
Yeah.
Yeah. You guys just hunt pheasants, right?
But, well, I don't. There are people who,
that's a
you know,
royalty thing.
Yeah, the upper class yeah. The people who, you know, still hunt foxes and are you going to hunt a pheasant? You know, in the afternoon. It'd be terrific after we've had our afternoon tea and you know, sipping. And I wouldn't associate with that BS. So. Yeah, I did. Yeah, okay. Well, when you put it like that, it still bothered me. It's not nice to be mean to animals.
Well,
there were sheep killings and stuff, weren't there? Yeah, like the slaughterhouse and all that.
That brings us to the next one: is the slaughterhouse with the cows, and sheep, and the burning of the pigs. Which I totally did not understand the pig thing.
That really got
us.
That was very disturbing. Like, what would be the point in doing that then, to just be completely evil?
At first, when he brought out the blowtorch, I was like, oh, he's just burning the hair off the pig skin. No.
Pig is alive.
He goes a lot farther than that.
That's horrible.
It's like making pork rinds while the pig is still alive.
Yeah, what is the point of that?
It's just torture.
Just be a horrible. Yeah, it's horrible.
Pure torture.
Then we come to the monkey brain dinner.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Now I have heard that one is faked.
Oh, clearly.
Yeah.
You can like all the scenes which were heavily edited, they're all fake. You get the same like arty shot and the same sort of editing and probably the same cast members. And the way they edited around the monkey, it was,
the actors weren't very good at all.
Oh, they were awful, weren't they?
Now
and the weird hammer.
Oh, yeah, the little mallet thing.
Yeah, that was weird.
No, is it the same thing that we used to crush the crab shells?
It was very similar to that, but there was like had a metal end. I think the crab ones are just wood.
Yeah. So,
but I asked Nancy last night and she said she would not, but would you eat monkey brains if you had the opportunity?
No, God, no. I would. I was a vegetarian for like 20 years.
Wow.
So I'm still a little squeamish about offal and, you know, like bone marrow and stuff. I know a lot of people like that, but I'm not so keen. I do eat meat, but no, I wouldn't eat monkey brains. Would you?
I had to add, I would.
Yeah.
If they were prepared correctly. Yeah, I would.
But they would be illegal to.
Probably. Yeah. I mean, I have a more adventurous palate than Nancy does.
Yeah.
She's pretty.
I will only eat beef,
beef
and chicken. I don't like any kind of.
She's not fond of pork,
like
but she'll eat it.
Okay. I don't really like fish. I don't really like reptile. We have a store that's not too long not too far from us that they sell like alligator jerky and
oh wow.
Yeah, and it's we bought some and oh my gosh, it stunk up it the does entire stink, car.
But
oh gross. Yeah.
So yeah, you're probably just you're a mainstream meat eater as well.
I'm pretty mainstream. Just... Yeah. I'll eat like, you know, bacon and sausages and stuff, but I'm not when it's beyond the farm, I'm not really on board. I don't fancy it.
Now do you
guys... I like fish. Do eat fish.
Do you guys do you get the exotic meats like the ostrich and emu and buffalo and stuff
we,
like that?
We could get hold of it if we chose to. But I personally wouldn't. I wouldn't really fancy it. I love the old shark fin soup. I love that. You know, you've all got to love that, haven't you? That's terrific. No, I don't. No, I, no. I, just, I yeah. it's not, it's just not really my cup of tea. I've found more and more as I got older, if I think of something gross when I'm eating, it makes me feel really sick all of a sudden. Yeah. I can't.
That's how I feel when, like he gets like we just had breakfast for dinner last night and he got sausage patties and I always have to get turkey sausage patties because I can't. I don't like sausage at all.
Yeah. Okay.
But I'll eat venison.
Oh, okay.
As like a delicacy, you know, maybe once every few years. Somebody has some extras in their freezer and we have a neighbor that just...
It tastes just like beef, just a little bit, a little bit gamier, more gamey.
Yeah.
So, so I know you came over, you were in Florida. That was what, September?
Yeah, it was late July, August. We went to Orlando for the Disney World and the Universal, and it was amazing.
Did you do any kind of adventurous eating there, at least on vacation? Please tell me you went to Medieval Times.
No, we didn't go to Medieval Times. We did. We really didn't venture that far out of Disney World and Universal Studios. I'm sorry.
That's right around the corner from Universal.
Medieval Times. I mean, I would have just done Jim Carrey at Medieval Times impressions, which is probably for the best.
I got in trouble. Yeah, I got in trouble.
He was overdoing it when we went. We had to tell him to shut up.
You were just Cable Guy the whole time.
Yes.
Yeah.
About 30 huzzas.
The second he put that cardboard crown on.
Brilliant.
I'm glad to see you're a man of culture, though, and that you know what Cable Guy is.
Absolutely, I know what Cable Guy is. Okay. Thanks for the boost. Yeah, I love it. But
that's one of my favorite scenes.
We didn't. We we were kind of catered for, and it was just really fun. It was so much fun. I loved it so much. But no, we didn't. We didn't do much adventurousness. I had been trying to think. I've been to the States a few times before, and I think alligator was presented to me, but I can't think if I ate it or not. I think I possibly would have been a bit squeamish then as well. I'm a big wuss. I'm just a big wuss, Big Ben. There it goes. But it's fine.
You're more risky with the meat than I am. I only eat one kind of fish, and that's cod.
Yeah.
And I, like I said, I'll eat beef and chicken. I don't like any exotic meats, and occasionally venison. I couldn't eat venison like regularly though. That's and you have to have somebody prepare it in like this like lip smacking, you know, saute it in butter kind of thing. I'm not gonna go and eat, you know,
that's just any old junk
or something.
That's fair. I did eat crickets fairly recently.
Oh, they had the chocolate covered.
Yeah, it was I can't remember what they were flavored with. It was sort of a savory, and I quite like them. Like that, that's relatively adventurous, I guess. Like a lot of people eat bugs, don't they? So might as well.
Some mealworms.
Yeah. We have had the crickets, like the not freeze dried, but dehydrated crickets. I guess.
Mm.
But and they were
that kind of thing,
coated in like garlic powder or whatever.
Yes, that was. Yeah.
The only thing I don't like about them is they like the little pieces get all stuck in your teeth like popcorn kernels, and it's
Yeah, that's quite unpleasant.
Well, yeah. I mean, but there's pus.
I think that I quite like the flavor, and the texture didn't bother me too much. So that was okay. I just tried not to think about it.
Yeah. it's all about the texture.
Yeah.
Not the flavor.
Yeah, I don't know why. Like, just a, you know, thinking about a fully grown animal rather than an insect. You don't really think of insects as having a soul, I suppose.
No, yeah.
That's not quite the right word, but I think you know what I mean.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah.
They don't have feelings because they're tiny.
There's no real moral dilemma to eating them.
Yeah.
We had kangabangas too.
What the hell is that? I don't remember.
Kangaroo sausage.
I didn't eat any.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot going on there.
Yeah.
Kangaroo sausage.
Mm. Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. They were good. Yep.
Yeah.
They were pretty good. All right. So we do some shark hunting and some seal clubbing. I know probably had to hate the seal clubbing part. That was bad.
Yeah.
Okay, the alligator hunting.
Oh, God.
With the newscaster.
That was so dumb. Like, number one, someone's filming the cameraman.
Right. Like,
okay, that's weird. Yeah. And then, the fall into the lake. And it was just weak.
I'm going to let Nancy take this one.
I felt very uncomfortable watching the news broadcaster, considering his apparel. If you couldn't really see, was he talking? Was he saying anything?
I
couldn't tell you what he looked like.
Let's just say
I was focused on one area.
Let's just say it looked like he had a microphone stuffed in his pants.
It's like, seriously, we're supposed to take this seriously? That guy dressed like that?
Did you expect the alligator just to go for that rather than anything else?
It would have been more reassuring.
Yeah, I would have wanted that to happen.
He jumps crotch first into the water. And,
yeah.
They had to know. I mean, I know it was the 70s and whatnot, but they had to know that people were going to see that first.
Those were some tight pants.
Yeah.
But then maybe, you know, they're filming this movie and they think, you know what, this is awful. Let's just put some junk in it. And, you know, then people will enjoy it maybe.
Well, yeah. There is a little bit of junk in a little bit.
Yeah. A little bit.
Then we go to the French assassin.
Oh.
The family killer shootout with the fake... the shootout, I don't know, like they were using cap guns and the guy runs out and he's got ketchup on his shirt.
Oh, is that the SWAT team shootout?
Yeah.
I love the way the cops were like rolling around.
Right, rolling, doing their barrel rolls and whatnot.
Yeah, yeah. I always see cops doing that. They're always rolling along the streets with their guns.
Well, that's where the movie Heat got their premise from.
Oh, yeah.
Mr. Pacino makes an appearance.
he hasn't been around for a while.
I miss him.
I know. Well, let's see. He's I haven't done him for a while. I'm talking about Face of the Death. Yeah, that's right. No, I'm not sure. I'm not sure. Maybe he'll come out later.
It still kills me. Okay. So we get some more autopsies, and then we get the electric chair execution, which was a very fun one. Now, according to the IMDb trivia, it was the filmmaker's idea, and apparently they just filmed that in like somebody's kitchen.
Yeah.
Like, you know, okay. Which really, that one pisses me off because that was the one thing I remembered most about seeing this. Way, way, way back.
You thought that was legit.
Thought it was, yeah. You know, I don't know why it bummed me out when I found out it was fake, because that was the best one.
Sicko.
Yeah.
But isn't it? It's that thing where like it now we watch it and we're like, that looks rubbish.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I can imagine back in the day because there's something just, you know, there's that documentary vibe to it. And because it's just so naff, you'd be like, oh, yeah, that is probably what it's like
to see
an execution. Naff. So I can see why people bought it.
What is naff? Nasty? Just nasty?
Oh, sorry. Not very good.
Okay.
Naff. I haven't used that word for quite a while. I don't know why I'm springing it on you guys.
It's bloody rubbish.
Yeah, rubbish. Rubbish.
Yeah. Okay.
Trash. Right. It's trash.
Gotcha. Well, yeah, yeah. I like to add the UK vernacular into my own.
I know. I know you mix it up. I know how you roll.
She does it. She does it with the accent. I just use the word.
Yeah, you do.
Sometimes our dog has a British accent.
Yeah. Oh, of course. All dogs are British. Didn't you know that?
Well, if you put that,
well, you know, yeah, that collar, they're Welsh.
Oh, yes, they are. If yeah. You know Doug from the film Up,
yeah,
Doug the dog. He has that collar on him, so you can hear his thoughts.
Right.
All dogs are actually, if you put back collar on them, they would all have English accents, or every single dog.
That's good to know.
True. Yeah, it's true.
We get to see a beheading, and then we have the satanic blood orgy.
Yep.
How stupid was that?
Yeah.
I mean, of all the least necessary part of the entire movie was that part, because it made absolutely zero sense.
So they were really stretched for inspiration, weren't they?
Yeah, we need something to fill up this time. How about a blood orgy?
Yeah. I think that would have been like the boom operator who was just stoned out of his mind the whole time because it was the 70s. Like, how about like a satanic blood orgy?
It looked like ketchup. It didn't even look like blood.
Yeah. And they were like, oh, yeah, no, actually, that's a great idea. Let's do that.
Tomato paste and strawberry jam.
Yes. Yeah. Trash.
We go to the Pentecostal church service with the snakes.
Oh, now, yeah.
Now, okay. And this is another USA versus UK thing. Mm. We in the South, we have the Pentecostal churches where they do the snake dancing and the talking in tongues and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Is there any equivalent to that in the UK?
Yeah, they wrap badgers around their necks, and no, there's no equivalent to that at all.
That's pure redneck American.
We don't have many snakes. No, I, as far as I'm aware, nobody does that.
Okay.
I don't know that. Yeah, that you do seem to have some fairly extreme factions of the
Appalachians. Appalachians.
Yeah, that was something we were talking about last night. Like, I mean, because we're Christian, we know the Bible.
Yeah.
I don't remember anywhere or ever hearing about any part in the Bible that says, you know,
well, it's like
dance with snakes and
yeah,
it's just a radical idea that somebody went with, and only people that are easily influenced, I think, would actually participate in it. And the Appalachians are usually, you know, there's a lot of inbreeding and.
And snakeness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think because, you know, my country, is so small compared to yours, like any bizarre offshoots like that would be kind of shut down quite quickly. They'd be very, anything like that would happen that would be quite close to where people live and would be like, no. Whereas I guess things have just been allowed to continue to grow.
There's people that start religions just so they don't have to pay taxes.
Yeah, yeah.
Twin flames. God, did you see that documentary, the Twin Flame documentary?
No. What was that?
It enraged us.
It's got some catching up to do.
Yeah, it's okay. There's a couple, I don't know where they're originally from, but they live in Michigan now. And this whole Twin Flame Universe thing.
It's a cult.
It's like a cult thing, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. So they collect money from people to have these online classes on how to find your twin flame.
Right.
Twin flame is, you know, like your ultimate universal mate.
Soulmate.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. But, yeah. Just
Barbara Streisand.
Right.
Yeah, with Ben and
Barbara. Yeah.
Or Rosie.
Yeah. Oh,
right. You would like to be in a Barbara Rosie sandwich.
Like a flame triplet, wouldn't it?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Triplet flame.
I'll be the cream in that sandwich. but yeah. Yeah. Check it out. It's on Netflix. I know there's another one on Amazon too. So,
okay.
But it'll infuriate you.
Yeah.
I do, as on the whole, I'd much rather watch fiction than something real. I find reality far more disturbing than any horror movie I've ever seen. I enjoy horror movies.
Yeah. The sheer stupidity of people is
but I find you know, there is some police documentaries and stuff and those kind of things. My wife likes that, and I often just find them really depressing, because that is kind of what things are really like. And I much rather live and pretend
all the time. Yeah, we don't need reality. You know, when
exactly
entertain,
and that's why we like horror, is because it's an escape from the reality. It
takes you away
for the most part.
Absolutely right. Yeah,
and probably why Ben hated this movie, because they were trying to be like
trying to be real.
Badly.
If we get the failed, or well, no, not the failed base jump. Was that lady base jumping, or she just commit suicide? I don't know. She jumped out a window, suicide.
Yeah, I think that might have been real.
I think so.
Maybe.
It would have been a hard stunt
to pull off.
Yeah.
Yeah, from their budget. Yeah.
Yeah.
We get the cryogenic freezing, which takes us back to Disney World, because Walt Disney's head is cryogenically frozen.
That's a rumor.
No, I saw it. I did see it. It's a new exhibit.
I was going to ask. They replaced his head with the Hall of, or they took the Hall of Presidents out and replaced it with just his head.
It's actually in the Haunted Mansion. You know, Madame Leota, the head in the globe. They've put Walt Disney's frozen head in it. just for the weekend. That's all. Yeah.
Drowning victims, a spelunking accident where the guy falls down a crevasse. Or
that was fake.
Whatever. Yep. We get the bear attack. We got floods in Pennsylvania, tornadoes and fires in Mississippi.
And drum roll, please, all leading up to the Holocaust.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, anybody needs to be reminded of that devastation.
Self-immolation at Three Mile Island. Then we got, the World War II war crimes.
Yeah.
That part was bad.
Yeah, it was horrible.
We don't want to watch this. I mean, this is horrible. I mean, if you're a Nazi, you should see something like that, because it's like, look at what you did, you know? But normal people don't want to look at, because I said to him, it's like sensationalizing something horrible. It's like making it entertainment. And that's
it. No really problem. Was based on everything you'd already seen and all those stupid scenes they set up. And then they cut to that real life horror, which they're just making part of this whole
that was an embarrassment for United States films, in my opinion. That should have never,
film in general. I agree.
Yeah
that was
bad.
Obviously this is a mockumentary, but I mean, I know we've seen Schindler's List. I'm sure you've seen Schindler's List.
Yeah,
how do you feel about that movie?
I thought that was a great movie. I mean, it's not fun, but I think it's very important that people know what happened. And, there's The Boy in the Striped Pyjamas, I thought was an excellent film. There's lots of films about, lots of really good, disturbing movies, as they should be, about the Holocaust. But this is 3 minutes in a segment within, as you said, it's just exploitation. It's not really not tasteful at all.
Not necessary.
Ever would be. Yeah. Not necessary. It was just put in there to add some sort of grit, I suppose.
Like shock factor.
Well, again,
but not in a good way.
Yeah. This, I get, that goes back to the whole shockumentary thing.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Was this? Did they do it well in that respect? I don't know.
No, I don't think so.
I don't think they did anything well.
No, I don't think so.
The only time they took the steering wheel and they did their own bits. It was so horrible. The acting, the effects. It was so bad. And it's really a toss up which was more horrible: the acting, the acted out parts, or the footage, the real footage that they use to kind of carry the movie, I think, in their minds.
Yeah. yeah, to sensationalize it even more.
Okay, we have some starvation, some cancer in animals, a couple parachuting accidents, which that one I found kind of interesting because, and I don't know how true, again, this whole thing was. The parachutist is falling. His parachute didn't open, I think, what did he say, from 2,000 feet or whatever.
Yeah.
He hits the ground, he dies. Now, according to the narrator, he says the medical director said he had suffered a cardiac arrest.
Before he
even... Oh, that's right.
Yeah, before he hit the ground. But then they kind of slow down the video and you can see the guy like struggling to get freed of...
Flailing around.
Yeah, yeah. His ropes or whatever. So that one was interesting in the fact only because there was the controversy of, you know, was he already dead or was he not?
But again, they're just trying to drain all of the sensational, you know, speculation
all the fun out of the room.
I would, I know, all the fun out of the parachute death. It was so much fun until that point. I wouldn't want to be jumping from that wouldn't be me. No, of course you wouldn't. No one would. God.
We have a stunt actor crashing in the river.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Which was kind of weird. I don't know.
That was dire.
The bike accident where the lady gets ran over. Which
that was horrible.
I think that one was real.
Yeah,
that seems to happen an awful lot in, like, India and...
Yeah.
Places like that.
They don't really have any like traffic laws and stuff. They just drive.
They just go.
Yeah.
Pedal to the metal.
Yeah.
Got the plane crash, which that one also looked real.
I think some of that was
where they were pulling the bodies out.
Yeah.
Horrible. It's just like what? I mean, the fact that you're listing off all of these horrible things, like in one film, like what?
We're just reinforcing your hatred for this movie.
Yeah. It's like. You know, and then we'll have the Holocaust, and then we'll have a plane crash, and then we'll have, like, no, just why? Don't bother.
They're trying to make it look like it's from a scientific standpoint, so it's respectable.
Because it's a documentary.
Narration. If I want to watch a mockumentary, I'll watch Best in Show.
Absolutely. Yeah, Spinal Tap.
There you go. Yeah, Spinal Tap. Yeah.
I've come to believe that death is merely a passage of time, and it
shut up, shut up.
we only two more clips, so we're almost done.
Thank God.
The jet airliner that crashed, which also seemed kind of real, just based on the footage, and then we have the the ghost hunting seance.
What a way to
close out the movie. The lady doing the seance, when she finally connected with the quote-unquote spirits of the guy's dead son and wife.
Yes.
That was,
We compared it to a certain adult film actress who likes to do the eyes rolling back in the head.
Yeah, it was quite a performance, wasn't it? I would say it was a great climax for the film.
Really all like, built okay, up we need to 10 that. More minutes. What do we got?
I thought she was quite good looking. That was she did all that weird stuff.
That would be so sad if that was like her entrance into Hollywood. I wouldn't put that on my resume.
May have been her exit.
That was her 15 seconds of fame.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Dad.
Oh, yeah.
For me, it was the eye rolling and the twitching.
Yes. Yeah, that did it for you, did it?
Yeah. It excited me a little bit just to see it.
Yeah.
That's the end of this movie, mockumentary, shockumentary.
This piece of cinematic masterpiece.
What a ride.
I mean, obviously, it's going to go down in history as one of one of the original shock films.
Yeah,
but it's going to desensitize. It's one of those things that you put that with a bunch of other stuff that desensitizes people to issues like that, and it becomes just.
But see, I think
the stigma is completely.
I think if people watch it now, because knowing that the vast majority of everything that they showed was fake, it's not going to be quite so impactful.
I don't know. I think
it's interesting as a cultural artifact and as a piece of film history. I think that's interesting. You know, the fact that it was such a big deal. People believed it at the time.
Yeah.
That's interesting because it is crap. And you, when you watch it now, it's like,
well, right.
This and is clearly not real. But
if it had all been real, it would be horrible, obviously, but it would also be groundbreaking.
Yeah.
Not necessarily in a good way, but you know, it's like any kind of publicity is good publicity when it comes to stuff in Hollywood. So
yeah, I guess so.
I think, it just kind of, it takes the stigma and like anything that people are afraid of, and it just throws it back in their face until they're not afraid of it anymore.
Yeah.
Like, this is true. Yeah.
Okay. Well, with all that being said, Ben, little Ben, we'll let you go first.
Okay.
What do you put this on the gore score out of 10?
It's hard. Like, I mean, like the their bits, I guess they try to be gory, but they're rubbish. And a lot of it's kind of implied. I mean, they're like a 2.
Yeah.
But there is actual horrible mutilation and death in it.
Right.
Which is horrific. It's really tough. I mean, I guess I have to take the worst parts, really, don't I?
Yeah.
Because that's... So in that respect, I'd probably give it a 7, just because there is some actual horrible stuff in it. But on the whole, it's just, you know, like made up rubbish.
All right.
I'm going to go with a 7.
Okay. All right. And tricky. Then your overall score. Yeah, that's kind of tricky. Yeah, your
overall score. 1.
Yeah.
It was... I really didn't enjoy watching it. I just... Yeah, it was not... thanks a lot, guys. I'm glad I saw it because I'd never seen it, and it's you know, it's one of those tick it off,
check this box.
But I did not enjoy it at all, so it's a 1, I would say.
Okay,
what about you guys?
I would give it a 9 in the gore score, and it was just for the scene of the getting hit by the car. The woman getting hit by the car.
Oh, yeah, the bike rider.
Yeah, that disturbed me, and I had to look away. Like it, and I usually never have to do that. As far as my overall score, I would have to agree with you and do a 1. I don't care if I ever see this movie again for the rest of my life.
Yeah. I guess that means it's up to me.
It is.
Yeah. I've seen all this kind of stuff before, knowing that it's fake. I'm kind of in your boat, Ben, knowing that there's fake and real, but like the autopsy stuff, while it's gross, it's not really gory.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if you can handle the realism of like the autopsies, but then of course there is like the Holocaust stuff and the real footage, you know, like Nancy said, the lady getting run over by the
It's horrible.
Yeah, man, that does make it tricky. I'm going to have to go with like a 7.5, I think. Yeah.
Is a tough one.
Yeah, it does. You know, you never really think about, because generally when you're watching a horror movie, you know everything is fake.
Yeah, and generally you would think for a horror movie, a good gore score would be a good thing.
Right,
the thing is with the movies that we watch, when the gore gets you, it's because of the structure of whatever has come before. It's because it's been designed, the scenes have been constructed to shock you and, you know, been cleverly written. Whereas this, there was no clever writing. It's just, and here is this woman who's been crushed by a truck. Like, oh, that's disgusting.
Yeah.
There's no story. There's no character. There's nothing that you care about. Obviously, that's horrible that person died, but you know, I'd say a big gore score is going to be high because you've been impacted by it in some way in terms of the narrative. You get what I'm saying?
Oh yeah, for sure.
This would be like, I would equate it to a freshman year in film school, and yeah. I got a D minus on it.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
And then, yeah, we'll close out the overall score with a trifecta of just one. So, yeah, my overall is just a one.
Triple one.
So, yeah, man. Yeah, I mean, obviously, this is just one of those weird movies. Like I said in the beginning, not remembering it from so many years ago, it's a hard one to dissect.
Mm.
Unless you go, I mean, we could have talked every clip, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But
I mean, why?
Yeah,
I'm glad we didn't.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But I mean, well, yeah, always a pleasure, obviously, little Ben, seeing you again and talking with you.
Absolutely. As much as I hated that film, this did make up for it. So well done. Well done.
Next time we'll have you on for like Human Centipede or something like
that. Oh, perfect. Yeah, that would be great. Well, number three. Let's make it the best one. Yeah.
Well, we haven't seen any of them. So.
Have you not? You haven't seen any? No. I definitely don't want to watch them with you, but I'll be intrigued to know what you think. Because I have seen them and I don't want to see them again.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
But we'll do something again. But yeah, thank you guys. It's always a pleasure. Thank you for having me on.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks. We love having you on. Next time we'll have Eamon on with you.
Oh yeah, we'll drag him along, and we'll get old Eamon on again. Yeah, but yeah, it's fun because he hates everything, so that'll be good.
He's not a horror fan, so
he's not. No, he's not. What was it we had? What was the one we did with him?
It was Blood Rage.
Yes, it was. Yeah, he didn't like that.
But that one wasn't really. If I remember correctly, he did enjoy it because it wasn't like really gratuitous, and the gore that was on there was kind of like more fun.
Yeah, it was a silly
so film. He wasn't a huge fan, but he didn't hate it.
Yeah, no, there are definitely films he would hate, like scary films he doesn't like.
We'll pick one for him next time.
Let's mess him up.
Yeah, give him some nightmares or something.
Yeah.
But do you want to throw out your podcast info again there, sir?
Oh, one more time. Watching Films on the Toilet. Please check us out. We have many episodes, many toilets. please have a look on all the podcast places. Where you'll find this one, you'll find that one.
Yeah. And you guys are planning on coming back soon.
Yeah, we will. Yeah, we took a short break over Christmas because, you know, kids and that. Although, you know, you guys have kids and you didn't take a break. You're just more dedicated than we are. We're just lazy. We're incredibly lazy.
We took most of December off.
A little bit. You got back on it though. Yeah, we will return. We will return soon.
All right. And well, I mean, we are what are we? We're Extreme Horror Replay. We're Extreme Horror Replay Podcast. You can find us on Instagram at @XHR_podcast. You can find us on all the same platforms that you can find Watching Films on the Toilet. Yeah. There's info in our bio on Instagram and Linktree to our Patreon and our TeePublic. I think that's about it. So,
yeah.
For Extreme Horror Replay, I have been Ben. She has been Nancy. And way across the big sea, ocean.
Pond. Yeah. I have been Ben, little Ben.
Ben.
You know how it goes. Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. We enjoy you.
Thank you.
Always have a good time. Yes. Thank you so much, sir. And we will talk to you very shortly. Have a good day. Good night, because it's nighttime for you.
It is. I'm going to bed.
Yeah. You got school in the morning?
Yeah.
All right. Well, tell the wife and kids we said hello. They probably don't know who we are, but
they know. They know.
Okay. All right. Well, we said hi, and we will talk to you all later.
Thank you very much. You take care, guys. I'll see you soon.
All right.
Thanks. You too.
All right. Yep. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
We'll talk to y'all later. Bye.
See ya.
Bye.